Good morning, everyone. Blessings to you all this morning. I was reminded this morning, I was reading Psalm 37, and I remember always that God's words and promises are always true. If we seek Him first, He will give us the desires of our hearts, and our desires to be baptized. And we're here this morning to share our testimonies. My name is Matthew Graber. My age is 45 years old. I'm the oldest son of my parents, Ben and Rosa Mae Graber. I have a loving wife, Melinda, and daughters, Marlene, Bethany, and Diana. I want to share my testimony, how Jesus became more real in my life and gave me a change of heart. And I had a good mom and dad that taught me a lot of good things. Proverbs 22, verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And Jesus was second in my life, and most of the time as I became a teenager, I was living in sin's grasp and involved in partying and all the things that happened that God is not part of. I didn't repent and was not born again at my first baptism. I went to a party the afternoon of my baptism, which I greatly regretted and often thought of. Then I met Melinda, my wife, and we began dating, and we had an impure relationship. And before we got married, I still had a habit of using my words and was mostly concerned of making money. I held some grudges, had pride in things I had, horses and et cetera. I later started a new business and was bitter about some unfairness. There's unfairness among my brothers, and I have six brothers. We didn't get along with one another, and I was determined to show them that I could go out on my own and full of bitterness. And then I went down a road of financial hardship, and there's a lot of strife was in the church at the time. I didn't like going to church at all anymore, and after a while, and my wife has struggled to get me to go to church. And sometime later, we started reading our Bible in English language, and we knew that things couldn't go on like they had been. It was one day in April, I'm not sure which day it was, but of 2022, my wife and I were not getting along very good, and I was very broken and didn't know what to do. I have another verse to read here, Isaiah 26, and it's verse 2, 3, 4, and 12. Open up ye gates that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou hast wrought all our works in us that day. That day in April that I talked about is a brother stopped by at the shop, just kind of surprised me. And found me praying there and crying. And I had given myself up, and he prayed with me, and I asked him to make me home. I asked him to take me home into my wife, because we had had a disagreement earlier. I was worried about her, and so I called her, and she said, "No, don't bring him here. I don't want him to see me like this." But we went anyway, and we prayed together, and he shared with us. And that day we finally found the peace that only Jesus can give. And when we become broken and lay everything at his feet, That day I knew I needed and wanted Jesus in my life. I needed forgiveness. I needed his grace to work through my finances. And my failing marriage, I wanted to be a better husband and for my children. I had a new hope and peace that filled my life after my wife and I confessed our sins and asked the Holy Spirit to live in my life, in my mind, and family. My life had a new hope then. Another verse is 2 Corinthians, verse 5, chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And I can testify that God answers prayers. Our marriage is a lot stronger having the Holy Spirit in our lives. And we're very blessed as a family. We realize very much how much we needed like-minded brothers and sisters to help make the way easier. And I confess I really enjoy going to church now every Sunday. Another verse is when Jesus is talking to Nicodemus that night, John 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Another verse is Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, it says. My desire today is to have a believer's baptism and become a member of the Allen County Christian Fellowship Church. And I want my life to be open to the brothers of any, if anyone sees anything in my life, I am open to, for correction and for me to do likewise. So just thank you for all that this church body has done for us. God bless.
Good morning, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, I am Melinda Graber. I am 49 years old. My parents are David and Emma Schmucker. I am here to testify what Jesus has done in my life. As a young child, my parents taught me a lot of good things. They taught me the best they knew how. I had a lot of happiness in my life as a child. At the age of 16, I fell into a trap of great darkness. I done a lot of impure things. I was involved in drinking, smoking, going to wild parties, listening to ungodly music, filthy talk, lying to my parents, saying unkind things to people, being selfish. Life was all about meeting up with friends and living for the weekend. At the age of 17, I was baptized. I did not have a repentant baptism. I did not understand everything because I couldn't understand all the German words. I went to a party the same afternoon because that's just the way it was. I started dating Matt. We did not have a peer relationship. We dated for 3 years. We got married on October 9, 1997. A few years later, we got excommunicated because we knew the life we led during our youth was not right. We started to read the Bible in English, and his word became more clear. Then we started to have problems in church. There was no unity and a lot of untruthfulness and strife going on. Things were not going well in the business and with the family. I knew that things had to change if we wanted to meet Jesus. In April of 22, I don't remember what day it was, but it was the day that I fully surrendered myself to Jesus. Things were not going well, and everyone went to work and school. I was home alone. I started praying and poured everything out to God. I felt very broken. After a while, I felt a very peaceful feeling come over me. Then Matt called me and said someone wanted to come visit me. I told him no, because I was a wreck, and the visitor came anyway. He shared and prayed with us, and all I could do was cry. I knew that day my life was changed. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Acts 2, verse 38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth us also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I desire to have a believer's baptism today. I would also like to become a member of Allen County Christian Fellowship. I want my life to be an open book. I am open for corrections if my life is not in line with God's word. I want to thank everyone here for showing love and kindness to us as a family as we stepped into this setting. God bless you all.
Good morning, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, I am Marlene Graber. I am 24 years old, and I am the oldest in a family of four children. My parents are Matt and Melinda Graber. Today I want to share my testimony of the wonderful works the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has done in my life. First, I will share a little on my life before I received Christ. In my childhood years, my parents taught me well. I grew up knowing and hearing about many of the stories in the Bible. During my last 2 years of school, I became involved in cheating, lying, alcohol, and ungodly music. My parents taught me these things were wrong, but unknown to them, I participated anyways, just to fit in. Then I started doing Bible lessons that I received through my wife. I felt terribly guilty about the things I was involved in. From then on, when my friends asked me to participate, I told them no. Around the age of 15, I did a lesson about being born again and salvation. At that time, I had a desire to live my life for Jesus. I wanted to do what the lesson was teaching I had to do to be saved. So I showed my mom and asked her about it. She said she was never taught about being born again and that she was taught that you cannot know you are saved until Judgment Day. She told me not to worry about it, and she would talk with Dad about it. They did talk, but nothing more was said to me, so I just pushed it to the side. I soon turned 16 and attended a youth group that had singings. I was baptized and became a member of the Amish church when I was 17. A few weeks before my baptism, I was really bothered because some of the things I was hearing and being taught did not line up with what I read in my Bible. At that time, I was reading a King James Version Life Application Bible. We were told that we needed to be right with God, and when we get baptized, we are making a promise to God and the church that we would obey the church rules and that we would keep the faith, meaning we would stay Amish. I shared my concerns with my parents. They agreed that some things didn't line up with the Bible, but together we decided that I should just go through with baptism anyways. Shortly after becoming a member, I was asked to repent for disobeying one of the church's rules, so to prevent excommunication, I repented. Not long after, the elders removed the material item from their list of rules, and it was no longer a sin to have it, because it was now allowed. This caused me to become very bitter and rebellious. I quit reading my Bible. I had no desire to go to church. I started hanging with bad influence. I started living a life of sinful ways. I was filled with much bitterness, hatred, and anger. I knew it was wrong, and it was up to me to turn around, but Satan had his grip on me, and I kept going. At the age of 19, I left the youth group against my parents' wishes. I started drinking and vaping, listening to ungodly music, dressing immodest, and going to parties. My language was unkind and filthy. I disobeyed and lied to my parents. I was determined to go my own way, and no one was going to stop me. In June 2019, I was in an accident. A few friends were hurt. That night, I couldn't sleep. I was thinking about what if someone would have been killed. I knew I would spend eternity in hell if I would have died, but Satan's power over me was very strong. I soon brushed those thoughts away and kept going down the pathway of destruction. Then in October of 2019, my friends and I were in another accident. This time, I was injured and laid up for 6 weeks. It was during this time that I realized the awful place I was in. I knew I needed to repent and turn from my wicked ways. I prayed and asked God to forgive me and to help me out of the dark pit that I was in. After the accident, I just wasn't the same. Even my friends noticed and would often ask what was wrong. I didn't know what to tell them. I did tell them that I was tired of living the sinful life I was living, but I didn't know where to go or what to do. I was stuck at a crossroad in my life for a very long time. I didn't know where to turn, so I just stayed where I was, living a very miserable life. I couldn't sleep at night because I knew I was headed down the pathway to eternal punishment. Then in 2022, my family and I realized we needed to make a change and come out from among the darkness, but it wasn't easy. I knew the cost would be great. It broke my heart to leave friends that were dear to me, but I was done with my sinful ways. I desired to live in a way that was pleasing to the Lord. In January 2023, I fully repented and confessed all my sins to my parents and surrendered my life to Jesus. I was delivered from despair. I found the true hope and purpose for life. I've been given a new life filled with unexplainable peace. Now today, I desire to have a believer's baptism. I want to obey God's command in Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I also have a desire to share the gospel and to be an encouragement and help others who may be at the crossroad in life. So please pray for me as I endeavor to be true to the one who saved me. I would also like to commit to this local body, Allen County Christian Fellowship, today. I desire to be an upbuilding member. I'm open for correction if someone sees anything in my life that is not in line with God's word. That's all I have for today. God bless you.
Good morning. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Bethany. My parents are Matthew and Melinda Graber. I'm the second oldest of four children, and I'm 21 years old. Growing up as a child, my parents taught me about the Bible and how Jesus died on the cross for our sins. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. At the age of 7 through 14, I attended school. Around the age of 11, I began cheating, lying, and saying unkind things to people. In July of 2017, I turned 16 and I started attending a youth group. At the age of 17, I had an unrepentant baptism and I started attending a different youth group where I became involved in many ungodly things, such as going to parties, alcohol, vaping, immodest dress, and watching ungodly movies and listening to ungodly music. Christ was never first in my life. I was living for self and had impure thoughts. I spoke unkind, filthy words. I stopped reading God's word and attending church. I became very bitter and hateful. I disobeyed my parents and lied to them. I became angry very easily and thought everything had to go and be my way. In January of 2021, I started dating Furman, and we had an impure relationship. I knew I was living wrong and that I needed Jesus in my life to overcome the ungodly life I was living. And I knew I needed forgiveness of my sins. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. In August of 2022, my family attended Allen County Christian Fellowship. I listened to Paul Weaver's messages and began reading God's word every day. And I began to realize even more that if I would die, where my destiny would be. Then one night, I just could not go on. I fell on my knees and repented of all my sins and confessed them to my parents. They prayed with me that night, and I asked Jesus to come into my heart and to let His Holy Spirit dwell within me. After I gave everything to Him that night, I had a peaceful feeling come across me that I cannot explain. I now know that I need Jesus Christ to be within my daily walk of life, and I have victory over my sins, and my goal in life is to keep Jesus Christ alive first and personal in my life. Today I desire to have a believer's baptism. Romans 6:4. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. I would also like to commit to this local body, Allen County Christian Fellowship. I want my life to be an open book, and I am open for correction if anyone sees something in my life that does not abide with the Word of God. That's all I have, and God bless you all.
Good morning. For those of you who may not know me, my name is Diana, and I'm 17 years old. I'm the third oldest in a family of four children, and my parents are Matt and Melinda Graber. I am here today to testify of how Jesus came into my life and what he has done for me. Jesus was not first in my life. I did many unkind things in my childhood. I once took something that was not mine, and I lied and cheated in school and sometimes said hurtful things to my classmates. At the age of 16, I started attending a youth group. I soon got involved with alcohol and vaping. My parents taught me that it was wrong, but I did it anyways because I wanted to fit in with the group of friends I was with. I had impure and selfish desires and pride. I listened to country music, and I lied to my parents and didn't always listen when they gave me advice. I sometimes lost my temper and got irritated very easily. In July of 2022, I went to a revival meeting with my parents. That night, I realized where my destination would be if I would die. John 3:3 says, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But I just put it to the side and went on with my life. In August of 2022, we started attending Allen County Christian Fellowship. As time went on, I knew I needed to be born again, but I wasn't willing to give myself up. Then one night in January of 2023, I finally gave up and confessed all my sins to my parents, and they prayed with me. That night, I had a peace that I have never felt before. But then during the next few days, I began to doubt if God really forgave my sins. That next week was Bible school, and I talked to someone about it, and she prayed with me. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us all our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now I have peace in my heart, and I find it easier to be joyful when things don't go how I want them to, and I have victory over most of my sins. So today I desire to be baptized because Acts 2 verse 38 says, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I also want to become a member at Allen County Christian Fellowship today. I want to be an encouragement and serve wherever I can, and I want my life to be open for correction if someone sees anything in my life that is not in line with God's Word. God bless you.
Good morning, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Furman. My parents are Furman and Sloma Iker. I am 20 years old, and I am the eighth one of 11 children. Growing up as a child, my parents taught me about the Bible and about Jesus, and they tried their best to bring me up in a godly way. But around the age of 12 years old, I got a phone behind my parents' back and got into a lot of ungodly videos and music. And at the age of 16, I attended a youth group and got deeply involved in alcohol, smoking, and parties. And I lived a very impure lifestyle. My parents did not approve of any of these things, but I did them anyways. At the age of 17, I had an unrepentant baptism. Then in January of 2021, I started dating Bethany. We had an impure relationship. Then in August of 2022, I attended Allen County Christian Fellowship after attending there a few months and hearing the Word of God, I realized that I had to repent of my sins. So I confessed and repented of all my sins, and I asked Jesus to come into my life. But I still struggled with having assurance of salvation until someone explained it to me. I was blessed with these verses in 1 John 5. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe in the name of the Son of God. I now have gained victory over my sins. I have peace in my heart. And my prayer is that with the Lord's help I can endure unto the end. Today I desire to have a believer's baptism. Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. I would also like to become a member of Allen County Christian Fellowship. If anyone sees something in my life that does not abide with the Word of God, I am open for correction. God bless you all.
Good morning. My name is David Graber. I'm 21. My parents are Noah and Saloma Graber. No, maybe not all of you know them, but this morning I just want to share a little bit of what God has done in my life. I don't want to try to downgrade anybody or uplift anyone else but Jesus' name. And maybe try to encourage some that haven't given their life to Jesus yet to surrender. But at a young age, when I was growing up, my parents read Bible stories to me, and that created a soft spot in my heart that I knew I wanted to please Jesus and to do as He did. But as I grew up, I didn't fully surrender. I didn't surrender. So I was living a life of sin, all for myself. I put myself first. I was very selfish, and I got into a lot of sin starting at a very young age. I was very rebellious to my parents, and I didn't ever want to listen to them. I always knew the best. And actually, I used to cuss my dad out and really put him down. But I got into partying and drinking and smoking and a lot of immorality. Which is, I mean, like content and thoughts and deeds. And I'm going to go into details there. But God was protecting me from a lot. A lot of times when I'd come home from parties, I would fall asleep on the way home. He knew that someday I'd come to the truth, and he protected me. But He used a special friend in my life to help draw me. That my friend helped me to overcome drinking and and that partying was wrong. So eventually, when I slowed down on drinking, I no longer wanted to be around the drunkards because I couldn't reason with them, And then I didn't want to party. Then eventually, I didn't want to drink anymore. And God was leading me there. He was changing me. And when I was, I think around the age of 17, I would have received a baptism, but I just wanted to get it over with so that I could go back to partying and go back. Now, this was before I quit partying, but I just wanted to get it over with, and it's just something that I thought everybody did at that age, I realize that's not what he calls a baptism. You must have a believer's baptism. And that was something I struggled with after I came to the truth, that even though I knew that I didn't have a believer's baptism, even though I knew that, people would ask me if I had a believer's baptism, and I said, no, I didn't. But I still struggled with surrendering and giving myself to admit that I needed a believer's baptism, because that would require giving some things up. Yeah, I was in bondage. I couldn't free myself from my sins. I've tried to do it by works, but we all know that don't work. I thought maybe if I just stay away from certain sins and maybe read a little more, maybe pray a little more, maybe that would do it. Maybe I'd be a good person. Maybe my sins would be forgiven. But that didn't work. I've experienced a time I didn't have any peace. And thinking about when Jesus would return, it scared me. I had no hope. And my friend helped me to realize that I just needed to believe. I needed to just pray to God, just believe that that he has forgiven, that he has died on the cross, and that my sins are forgiven. And when I finally gave up, surrendered, and believed that, I felt peace. Now, I know I still struggle with exactly when I was born again, but one thing I do know, I am now. But I still had to confess my sins. I still was kind of a little, I didn't want to give, quite confess all my sins. Well, when Paul Weaver was here over the, when he was having those meetings, and that one night it came and he had a message on when the dogs bark. And I know that night I was thinking about these sins that I hadn't confessed yet. And we were singing Just As I Am. And he had an altar call, and we were singing that song. And I was standing there, my knees were kind of shaking. I felt kind of weak, but I didn't give in, though. But then I saw that that was the night my cousin David had surrendered his life. And when I saw his face, I knew he had something I didn't quite have. But he was open. He was walking in the light. He brought everything to the light. He was free now. He had joy, and I wanted that. And I asked him that night to pray for me so that I may have the same thing he has. Well, God has led me to finally confess my sins and now walk in the light. But now I have that. I now have hope. When Jesus returns, I know he's coming back. And I know I fail at times. And I need you, brother, to help me out. And so, yeah, I mean, I want to commit myself to the body. I want to be a member here at the Allen County Christian Fellowship. And I want to open up my life so that anybody see anything in my life, please tell me. Because I want to grow in the Lord. So, I'll try my best to do the same. But I know if anybody has any questions, I know I didn't get into real detail there. So don't be scared to ask me. I can further explain some things, I guess. But may God bless you.
Good morning to all. I just wanted to greet you in the holy name of Jesus. To those of you who don't know my name, I'm Joshua Graber, 32 years of age. My wife is Karen Graber. I grew up in an old order Amish home where I was taught right from wrong. I'm thankful for all the things that my parents taught me. But when I was a young boy, I wasn't interested in what about anything to do with God or Jesus. I was all about myself. Very self-centered. Very selfish. I didn't want to know about the truths that Christ had done for me. At a very young age, I started down a path of sin where I wasn't always honest with my schoolwork, was involved with cussing. Immoral thoughts, actions, and deeds. I was very involved with country music. In my early teens, I got involved with drinking, tobacco, partying, and I entered a courtship without God in my life. That ended up very impure, and I felt very empty. My life was to a point I didn't know which way to turn. I could not find peace within. So I started baptism classes, stopped going to parties. I tried to live a better life, but even after my baptism, I fell back to my old ways. It was around that time when a young boy was killed in a farming accident. Right there in the neighborhood. I still remember the feeling that went through my heart. He was just a young boy. here I'm older. He died in innocence. If that would have been me, I wasn't innocent. It was around this time that I started searching. I would read my Bible. I became very confused with what my Bible was teaching me, with what I was hearing. Things just didn't line up with my life. I didn't know anyone that I could trust to go to. So I went to the church, made a public confession of all the things that we'd been involved with all my life, but yet there was just something missing. I always enjoyed spending time with my cousins and hearing the things that they had to share here, the brotherhood here. It was always very inspiring. But I wasn't ready to fully surrender, and I would have no moral support to go back to build off of. After Karen and I was married, I continued down a life of selfishness, living a life pleasing the flesh, desires of the country music, tobacco, wine was all that I lived for. I was invited several times to revival meetings, but the cost was just so great. I was talking to one of my uncles that had left the Amish church. That had joined Allen County Christian Fellowship. We talked many hours late into the night. I thank the Lord for the patience He put in us. This dear brother's heart to continue chipping away at my hard heart. And just to gently show me the truth after truth. When COVID hit, when we started listening into a lot of the messages here, we would listen in to Allen County and Concord, and we was very blessed with the messages that we heard that made us search. And I knew in my heart that I wanted to belong to something like this, but yet the price was just greater than I could come up with. Then I was invited to a revival meeting held by Paul Weaver. And he touched a topic about dogs barking. And the dogs started barking, and there's nothing I could do to quiet. After struggling for some time, I told my wife all my past, opened my heart, confessed all my sins, and asked Jesus Christ to be my Savior. But yet, I just hung on for a few sins. I felt a relief that I wasn't quite free. I was growing in this first stage of new life. I still had my struggles. I was still dealing with anger, bitterness, at things in my past. I was at work one day when I thought, I can't take it anymore. So I decided, Lord, I need to hear something inspiring. So I turned some of my favorite music on, and some songs that I had in a playlist, gospel songs. The love of God is a very inspiring song to me. And then I just thought, Lord, you know what I need to hear? And the next song that came up was a song that I hadn't heard before. And I'll just share a little how it went. I was dreaming one night. that I was at Calvary where they was nailing my Lord to the tree. And in my heart, I just thought, you know, I wouldn't nail my Lord to the tree. When I heard the song, it convicted me how I was doing. But dreaming that I was at Calvary where they was nailing my Lord to the tree. And when I cried for that soldier to stop, and he wouldn't, I went to pull him away, and when that soldier turned, here that soldier was me. I broke down there, asked the Lord for his forgiveness. A few nights later, talking with my wife, we shared with each other that we've been holding back. We opened our lives before one another. By rights, she could have just packed her bags and went away. But like Jesus' love, she wrapped her arms around me and said, Josh, I forgive you. And I just am ever so thankful for the brotherhood and the sisters here in this church that have opened their lives to us. I would desire to be baptized here with a believer's baptism. With that being said, I would like to jump to Acts 2:29. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarchs of David, that he is both of the dead and buried, and in his sepulchre with us unto this day. This is Paul speaking to brethren there. And I'm going to jump down. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And may the Lord be calling upon you. I would like to say thank you to the elders and their families for the sacrifice of the time they spent in discipleship classes with each of us. It's been a real blessing in our lives, and to be a part of this body of the believers and to open my life for correction if you see me falling from the ways of Christ. And I would like to connect to the vine here and grow and become fruitful as a member to Allen County Christian Fellowship. Thank you. That's all I have.
Greetings to you all in Jesus' holy name. To those of you who don't know me, my name is Karen. I'm 31 years old. I'm married to Josh for 12 years. I was born and raised in the Old Order Amish community here in Allen County, Indiana. There are many things that my mother taught me, such as reading my Bible and praying, that I'm thankful for. As a young girl, I remember taking something that didn't belong to me and lying about it to my mom later. I was involved in some immoral things as a child and also introduced to some bad reading material at a young age. Going to school, I remember treating this one girl unkindly at one time. I was also easily angered, which seemed to follow me into my adult years. At 16, I joined a youth group that had Sunday night singings and tried to live more uprightly and not party. But I still got into some bad things and lived for my flesh, even though I desired to live for the Lord. I had a great love for country music, and I saw no harm in a glass of wine. At 16 and a half years old, I started a courtship with Josh, and we had an impure and rocky courtship. I desired to stay pure, but had no power over sin. I was also into so-called Christian romance books at this time. At 18 years old, Josh and I began life together. We had made a public confession to the church, but I had no peace that God had forgiven me for my sinful courtship. I had also been baptized at 17 in the Amish church, but really had no idea how much I needed Jesus to cleanse me before being baptized. Being married so young, I didn't care right at first that God didn't give us children immediately. About 1.5 years into our marriage, I started to wonder why God wasn't blessing us with a child. I thought God was punishing me for our ungodly courtship. I believe this is when God really started to get a hold of my heart. I started crying out to him and asking him to forgive me. As I continued to cry out to the Lord, my relationship with him grew, and slowly and gently he would bring new convictions upon my heart. We had also been involved in some questionable healing practices at this time, but God revealed the dangers of these things to us. In March of 2019, God brought Kehlani to us through foster care. This caused me to consider even more things in my life. I knew that I was responsible for a little soul, and that caused me to tremble. We went through some very hard trials and giving up of ourselves through this time of fostering Kehlani, but God knew what he was doing, and through it all, he continued to draw me to himself. Then when COVID hit, we were struggling with a lot of bitterness because of some things in our former church, and at this time, we had the opportunity to listen in to messages on the phone line. We continued to listen in on our off Sundays for the next 2 years. We desired to visit other churches, but the cost was great. Then over the revival meetings here at ACCF in July of 2022, we did attend one evening. And after that was when we made the decision to start visiting another church. During this time also, we had been encouraged to open our lives to each other. So I shared with Josh some of the things of my past, but there were some things that I just couldn't tell him. After about 3 or 4 weeks, I couldn't carry the load anymore, knowing that I wasn't being completely honest. Finally, one evening, I shared everything with my husband, and he did the same with me. We knelt there on the floor together, crying out to God for forgiveness. Praise the Lord, I now have peace. I no longer fear death, and the songs we sing have new meaning to them, and I can sing with a free heart. Romans 8:1 is a verse that has blessed me in the past year, a special promise to me. It says, there is now therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. My desire is to be baptized with water baptism upon my confession of my faith in Christ Jesus. I also desire to become a member here at Allen County Christian Fellowship. And my desire is to stay connected to the vine. So if any of you see me falling from the way, please feel free to speak into my life. Also, just want to say thank you to each one of you for your open arms and the kindness and love that has been shown to us in the past year.
Good morning, everyone. I want to greet you all in the name of Jesus. He's the reason I'm standing here today. Most of you know me, but those who don't, my name is Darren Graber. I'm 25 years old. I have a wife here, Rebecca Graber, and I have three children. Matthias is 4, Philip is 2, and Keith is 12 weeks. I thank God for them. I'll just start here with my testimony. I was born and raised in this area here, and I just want to add, it's not my intention to drag down or talk evil of our previous setting. I appreciate a lot of the things we were taught. So growing up, I remember my parents not being happy with the church we attended. And so they started visiting other churches, other communities. And I know it's probably an excuse, but it made me very rebellious. Especially during school years, I would go to school and I was called names. I was called names like new believers and that kind of things. And made me want to fit in. So, when I was about 10 or 11, we started bringing alcohol to school. We would take DVD players, and we would watch dirty, filthy movies during school hours. And, I cheated and lied and everything you could think of, I guess. Ungodly music. One evening when I was 13, Dad read the tract, Which Resurrection. It bothered me because I knew I wasn't ready to die. So I confessed a few things to Dad and Mom, and I told them that there's no way I could go back to school because I had no victory. Well, they didn't know what to do, so I ended up going back, and I fell back into the same rut. A whole lot worse. I graduated 8th grade at age 14, and I insisted on getting my own phone. I got a smartphone at 14. There I fell into pornography and many evil sins that go along with that. I became a slave to sports and social media. I'm not blaming my parents, as I was a very convincing young boy. And there I developed a hatred for my parents. I just didn't like them, because they wasn't agreeable with the things I was involved in. At age 15, I was in a few texting relationships with girls. And my older sisters all went to a singing group, and I wanted no part of it. But I ended up going to the singing group. But that followed me there. Soon I started taking alcohol and cigarettes to the non-party group. I caused a lot of grief there, and I truly regret that. At age 16, I insisted in starting instruction classes to get baptized. So at age 17, I got baptized. I started texting Rebecca. A few weeks later, we were dating, going together, and my parents weren't agreeable with it because I was only 17. They liked Rebecca, but thought we should wait. We went through a rocky time in our courtship, very impure. So at age 19, we decided, hey, maybe marriage will fix it. Let's get married. So we got married. All was well at first, and then the newness wore off. I didn't lead out the way I should. I enjoyed deer hunting and watching sports too much. I was a slave to it. I didn't realize it. It kept me up late at night. I'd spend hours on my phone watching a ball game. You know, the next morning if my team won, I was happy. If not, I was miserable to be around. I wasted a lot of precious time. 2 years after marriage, we welcomed our first child. In the summer of 20, I got COVID. I was really sick for a week, and I thought I was going to die. And so I once again confessed a few things to Rebecca, and I asked her to go dump all my alcohol. So I quit drinking, but I thought maybe that was, you know, good enough. But something still wasn't right. I realized that you can be as good of a person as you want. Without Christ in your life, you're lost. I thought we could hide our marriage struggles, but Stefan later told me later that he can see right through it. So Dad and Mom started attending here, and it aggravated me because we received all sorts of pity from family. And I would stop in there on a Sunday afternoon on the way home from church. I knew he wasn't home. I'd stop in just to make him feel bad. He knew I was there and he wasn't home. December 31st, 2021, there was a benefit supper here. I think it was for Haiti. And I came just to please Dad and Mom. Brother Terry Myers had a message here that night. I sat clear in the back row, hoping to go unnoticed. The message was titled, "The Salvation of Jesus Christ." I felt convicted when he started talking about Noah and the Ark. He explained how the people simply refused to walk up that ramp and be saved. Then he likened that to those living in sin today. Oh, how my sins came flashing before me. That was me. I was simply refusing to give up my stubborn will. Suddenly I couldn't breathe. I wanted out, but I couldn't. I started to weep. My sinful life wasn't so appealing anymore. I realized if I were to die, I would go straight to hell. So I started talking to my wife. We went out in the fellowship hall and later asked Stephen to come out there and meet us. And there we knelt, and I confessed all my sins and asked Jesus Christ into my heart and vowed to serve him. It's a joy I'll never forget. It's truly worth it all. I've heard it this way before. It's a sorry that was never sorry for being sorry. It was a new step in life, As my wife is yet not born again, it was challenging at times, because she always told me I was going to flop one way to another, because she wasn't agreeable with my life, sinful life. But now I'll let her share her story, but our marriage is a true blessing. I'd say we're just going through a honeymoon. I'm not home yet, but Jesus is my Savior. I'm confident I will get there. Matthew 24:13, but he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Today I would desire to have a believer's baptism as obedience to God's word. A few verses I'd like to read here. Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you might be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. In an old verse that I often read but never understood the meaning, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I would also like to commit here to the local body, and if any of you brothers see anything in my life, I beg you, you speak to me out of love, as I'm raising a young family, and appreciate all your prayers. God bless.
Good morning, everyone. I want to greet you all in Jesus, in the name of Jesus. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Rebecca Graber. I am married to a kind and loving husband. Which is standing beside me today. And God has blessed us with three sweet little boys. Growing up, I was very selfish and disobedient. Always thinking everything had to be my way. I was disrespectful and disobedient to my parents. I would play foolish games as a child and had impure thoughts at a very young age. I lied and cheated in school and mocked at people who tried to do what was right. When I turned 18, Darren and I started dating. We did not have a pure courtship. We struggled through our dating years. And we thought that if we got married, things would get better. But things seemed to stay the same until Darren gave his life to the Lord. We began to see a big difference in our marriage. But there was still something that was not complete, and it was me. I always thought that I was a good person and considered myself born again until the revival meetings last summer on the dogs barking. All my sins that I just shared with you came flashing back to me. I tried to push them away, thinking to myself that I asked God to forgive me for those things. The verse in James 5:16 kept ringing through my mind, confess your sins one to another so that you may be healed. When we got home that evening, I poured all my sins out to my husband. We prayed together, but the devil kept telling me, you are no better than before. So we prayed, we continued to pray, and we renounced the devil to flee. And I asked the Lord to come into my heart. And instantly, my heart and life felt free. He gave me a victory over my sins that I never experienced before. And I knew right then that Jesus had saved me. So let's remember, it takes more than being a good person. We need to be broken so that Jesus can work with us. I can testify that my dear husband has been born again, and our marriage is a true blessing since we have Christ first in our lives. We have not reached home yet, so we ask for your prayers that we could stay on the straight and narrow road. I desire to have a believer's baptism as an outward symbol of an inward change, and I desire to commit to this local body. I want my life to be an open book. If someone sees something that I am doing that goes against the word of God, please come talk to me. I want to close with Proverbs 28:13. He that covers his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesses his sins and forsaketh them shall have mercy. God bless you all.
Greetings to all of you in Jesus' name. It's a blessing to be here with the brothers and sisters. With like-minded brothers and sisters, and just today I stand here and I'd like to share my testimony of what Jesus has done in my life. For those that don't know me, my name is James Lonecker. I'm 32 years old. I come from a family of 15. My parents loved me, and they still do. Provided well and taught me many good things. I was taught that lying and cheating is wrong. When I went to school, I did lie and cheat. Going to school on the bus, we listened to country music. Introduced to ungodly music at a young age was very devastating in my life. With that come lots of immoral thoughts. When I was growing up in my school and youth years, I was selfish and get angry. I remember going to church and sitting under lots of convicting sermons, thinking I'm going to live better and do better, and I didn't have power over sin. I turned 16 and started going to a youth group called the Supper Bunch. We had Sunday night singings, and I enjoyed singing and always did, but today I praise the Lord for a new song. We did many good things and a lot of good memories, but without Christ in my life, everything was about feeling good and doing good. When I was 17, I got involved in watching movies. The first couple times, it didn't feel right, but the longer I did it, the more easy it became. I got involved in some drinking when I was 17 to 18. I'm thankful it didn't continue down that road. That was something that never felt right, and my conscience bothered me. I quit the drinking, but thinking of watching movies is something I didn't quit, you know, but just sometimes we tend to think that if we just put off one thing, we're still doing pretty good. And the verse that blessed me is Ezekiel 18, verse 4 says that, "Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the Son of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die." When I was 18, I went on a skiing trip against my parents' wishes. I just remember the heavy feeling it left on my heart. My dad had a concern when I walked out the door that day. He said, "I plead with you not to be consuming alcohol." I didn't drink that trip because I wanted to obey. There were some more ungodly things that took place, and in my heart, I decided that I'll obey. But when I get home, I'll do it then. And I did come home, but I came home with a broken leg that day. And I remember laying on the slope, crying and trying to pray, and all I could pray was the Lord's Prayer. Looking back now, I feel the Lord was working on me, but I didn't see it at the time. I got baptized when I was 18, not understanding, knowing about a clear conscience. I thought I would just do better. All on my own strength, and I'm thankful today for the grace and mercy of God upon my life. When I was 21, I met Arlene, and we started our courtship. We didn't have a hands-off courtship, even though we talked about it the first time we met. I remember in those 2 years, I would think often of the verse in Matthew 26, verse 41. It says that the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And there's another part of that verse that just in my later years here, it dawned on me. The first part of that verse says, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation." Then it says, "The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." But today I'm rejoicing. Arlene is the wife of my youth. In 2014, we got married and had lots of good times, and we also had lots of differences. But our love and appreciation for one another was always there and very much a blessing. Today, we're blessed with 5 children, 4 boys and 1 girl. When our son Abram was born, I remember the responsibility that it put on my heart. I told my wife, I don't know how I will ever be able to raise and teach him. Our first 6 years of marriage, we attended the Amish church. There are many things that I appreciate about the Amish culture. As many of us know, not always sound doctrine. I thought I would stay and support the Amish church, not recognizing the need for purity and holiness in the church and in my own life. I came to a point of surrender in my life at the church camp there in 2020. We met with Mark Miller and Brother John, helping me to see that the Word of God is true and is powerful as it was in the days of prophets. And all I needed to do was just believe. I struggled to believe that my sins can be forgiven. I went home and opened my life to my dear wife, Arlene. We knelt and prayed and committed it to the Lord. 1 John 1 verse 9 says, teaches if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 10 says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. And in closing here, I have some verses here that I'd like to read. In Philippians 3 verse 12 to 15, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ, of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Verse 14, if I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 15, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. My desire today is to have a believer's baptism and become a member of this local body. And if anyone sees something in my life that does not line up with the Word of God, feel free to talk to me. And just continue to pray for us as we go through this life. And I have 2 more verses here. Hebrews 10, verse 22 and 23. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with the pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised.
Good morning, you all. I greet you all in Jesus' name. For those that don't know me, my name is Arlene Lonniker. I am 33 years old. My parents are Ilvy and Verna Schmucker. We were a family of 9 children, 5 boys and 4 girls. I was raised in the Amish community. I had a lot of good teachings there that I will not forget. I also have a lot of good memories and teachings of my home life. My parents loved us and taught us the best they knew being unconverted. I have a lot of precious memories of sitting together as a family for good meals Mom prepared, and it was a time of talking together. Reading the Bible together, especially on our in-between Sunday, was something that Dad always tried to make happen. We had a lot of time of playing games together. I also do have some memories of strife in our home at times, sins I was involved in, disrespecting and dishonoring my parents. I would get moody and angry a lot with my siblings. I was involved in immoral sins. I went to Cedar Creek School. I enjoyed school somewhat. As I got into the upper grades is what I remember more of. Us girls were carnal-minded. Cheating went on. Soon after I was out of school, I started working at Cedar Creek Sawmill. I usually worked 3 or 4 days a week. A lot of my cousins worked there also, which I enjoyed working with. I see now how I missed out on 8 years of time spent at home and helping others. I turned 16 and chose to join a youth group. It was called the Supper Bunch. We got together with parents on Saturday night and Sunday night for supper, games, and singing. I appreciated the group, and in many ways, I had a lot of fun times. Even though there was things went on in the group that was against the Word of God. A lot of foolish talking and joking. Ungodly music. Watching movies and some drinking. It was all done in secret behind our parents' wishes. Some I was involved with in my earlier youth days, being taught these things we should not do, but having no convictions over them. We did a lot of good things, thinking then that doing enough good works will earn my way to heaven. But later, knowing that Titus 3, 5, and 6 says, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. By the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Good works alone will not save us, yet faith without works is dead. I was around 16 or 17. I got sick with colitis, which I thank the Lord often for healing me from that. During those few years, Mom took me to some natural doctors that practiced divination, not having the understanding of what they did or how they did it, but realizing now that it was witchcraft, a power from Satan. Anyone who is involved in it will not enter heaven. I have a verse here, Leviticus 19:31. Says, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. We also did medical doctors at one point. I was in the hospital for a little. I just remember after being home, laying on the couch, thinking and fearing, what if I would die? Not knowing my destiny. I started to really think more on my life and eternity after that. I got baptized at age 18, not having a clear conscience before God. Around that time, my parents got converted and started to seek a different church, which caused a lot of strife and friction amongst family, friends that I struggled with a lot. Many times at work, my brother-in-law, who owned part of the shop, he would often come and talk to me, telling me that Dad and Mom are on the wrong path. At that time, I feel like God was working in my life, convicting me over some things, but yet I still felt confused, being convinced that Dad and Mom are not making the right decision. It caused bitter feelings toward them. I tried telling them they should just stay in the church they're in. I was trying on my own strength and how to believe and where we should go to church. That went on for some time until I started to read my Bible much more and praying from my heart much more, asking God to reveal the real truth to me. After some time, I could feel the Spirit of God speaking to me through many verses, convicting me and revealing His truth to me, seeing the importance and need for purity, holiness, unity, and love and fellowship in the church and my own life. I believe Dad and Mom planted many seeds for me also by living their walk with God. They listened to a lot of messages that drew me and gave me a deep desire to hear more. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
In 2012, James and I started a courtship. We both talked about it at first, that we wanted a pure courtship. We did a lot of reading and praying together, but we did struggle to have a pure courtship. And I see now what a blessing and need it is to have a parent accountable over a courtship. It was then in 2013 one day that I came to a place of surrendering in my life, realizing that on my own strength, I can't make it and that I needed a Savior. Some verses that spoke to me was Romans 3, 10, 11, and 12, and 23. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of their way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And also Romans 10, 9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I prayed and committing and surrendering my life to the Lord. I confessed and repented of my sins as God revealed them to me. I felt and still do the power of God controlling my life, and felt a deep peace within me. I no longer felt confused, even though Satan does come to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have the power of God to overcome. We got married in 2014. We attended the Amish church. We now have 5 children. Our first 6 years of marriage was good and sweet. I had no doubt that James loved and cared for me and the children. He was always quick to go out of his own way to help me, and he's always quick to say sorry. There was many things I was thankful and appreciated him for, even though we had our struggles at times and differences spiritual ways. I could sense we were not like-minded. Now I can say the last 3 years have been so much more special. We are of the same mind and more united with one another. We have been very blessed the last 3 years coming here. Where there's like-minded believers, unity, and love, we appreciate and love each one of you. My desire is to continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that my life would be open before God and you all, that I can continue to be sanctified. I have a few verses that bless me. Mark 16, 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And then 1 Peter 3, 21. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I just want to say I have that answer of a good conscience toward God, and that I would desire a believer's baptism and become a member in the local body here.